Okay, I've decided that I want to get good at making my own Long Island iced teas. So I got all the stuff that I needed, and I have two different recipes that I can try. One that I found off the internet, and then one in my bartender's Bible. So I have options to try it. And if one of these recipes don't work, then I'll just make it up as I go and see what tastes good. So yes.
Before I could get started, I realized I forgot the Cointreau, so I had to go get some. This first Long Island I'm making is the online recipe.
Okay, the cover looks right on it. Let's see. It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not the best Long Island I've had. Okay, let's see. Okay, so it also has the color. Let's see. That is definitely better. That's actually really good. Oh, wow. Okay. So far, I like the Bartender's Bible. I think now what I'm gonna do is I'm going to, take a little bit of both recipes, put them together, make my own thing, and let's see what I can come up with. But so far, this is winning. Bartender's Bible is winning. Let's build it. Kind of light. I don't know. Let's see. That is actually really good. Okay. I think what I need to do next time, though, is less lemon because this tastes more like a tea. This one's good. The Bartender's Bible one is definitely good. But to me, this tastes more like a tea. Okay. I know what to do better. I'm gonna remake it. I'm gonna put less lemon in it. And we're gonna see how it is. I don't know. It's good. I like less lemon. The less lemon is good, but I'm thinking I'm gonna have to try again. I'm thinking maybe less sweet and sour mix. Maybe I'll do half an ounce of sweet and sour mix instead of a whole ounce. And maybe I'll try no simple syrup. That might be what's throwing me off. Okay, I am going to drink this. Obviously, and tweak my recipe, and I will come back.